Serious UN warning about the price Africa is paying for climate change. A report from Charles de Ledesma.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres says the world is losing the race with climate change, and this can be a disaster for Africa and beyond. He urges more political will for financing and adaption ahead of a summit of the African Union continental body. Guterres says Africa will pay a higher price over climate change because of the dramatic impacts. While the continent doesn't contribute much, he says, to global warming, some experts say temperature increases will be greater in Africa. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has become the latest Democrat to announce for her party's presidential nomination. She made her candidacy official today, pledging she would stand up for the poor and middle class, arguing that the rich and powerful had rigged the system in their favor. For all the day's news, we invite you to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has missed a deadline on whether it intends to impose further sanctions on Saudi Arabia for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, sanctions backed by both Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill. The Senate had directed President Trump to determine who is responsible for the death of Khashoggi by yesterday. Khashoggi was killed by Saudi agents in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul in October. A bipartisan U.S. Congressional Conference Committee continues working toward a border security deal, and there are suggestions the White House will accept just a fraction of the money U.S. President Donald Trump has demanded for his proposed southern border wall. Sources say they expect funding for physical barriers to be around $1.6 billion, a figure Mr. Trump rejected in a bipartisan Senate bill last year. One anonymous White House aide said the president is expected to back whatever compromise emerges and acknowledge there is no will among congressional Republicans for another shutdown. The new head of the U.S. Southern Command warns the United States should not rule out Russian